Hey, welcome everyone to a new edition of Anime Talk. Today we start a new chapter in this live show, and I'm glad you're joining us tonight. First, let's start off with the host. I am now joined by a co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's Aeroblip. Hey!
So you guys know Aeroblip from the Friday Anime Podcast over at Desu?
Yep.
Keep going. Go for it.
Okay, so for those who don't know, I run the Friday Anime Podcast over at Desu Ex Machina. I work under Kivo, and we do a lot of cool things like making fun of each other and talking about anime.
So now the show format will now be me and a co-host, Mr. Aeroblip. So you will get a more interactive version of the show rather than just me and some random guests from week to week. So hopefully you guys will like that. As we go forward, we're going to have a little special something at the end. Go ahead and either send a question to the social stream on the right-hand side of the webpage. You can tag a question on Twitter with Anime Talk, or send it to either me or Aeroblip, and we'll throw it into the segment at the end. So we're talking about what's new. So first off, if you guys don't already know, Ghost Lightning has shut down We Remember Love, and in the sense that there will be no new content coming out from now on. Ghost is pursuing other goals both in real life and online, so he's decided to stop with We Remember Love. It's still going to be up. The content will still be there for all of you Mecha fans, Macross fans, etc. But nothing new will come from there, which is a very sad day in the Anablog universe. So I have decided to kind of venture out on my own. I have a new blog, which is highlighted in red there, called Anime Audio Log, where we're planning to mix things up, do some different things from time to time. First up, you know, mixing in some posts that are not just written, but audio or video-based, so you'll get something fresh and different that way. Plan on throwing in some manga reviews, recommendations, things like that. Also, as seasons go forth, and during seasons, we'll be reviewing different anime and providing you an audio link where you can listen to us talk about the pros and cons and give you our opinion on whether you should watch it or not. And as we go forward, we're definitely going to be adding more stuff and trying to keep things different and new. You'll hear a lot of Aeroblip as we go through here. He'll be my co-host on many of the audio formats we've got going in there. So hopefully you guys will get along.
I hope so, too.
But let's get started, Aeroblip. Let's start with the two special shows this season from the Noitonima slot. We've got Psychoplass and Robotics Notes. You were going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yay, Robotics Notes.
Yeah. Both shows are running two core, which will give us a lot of time for these things to develop, give us some interesting stuff to go forth. And both shows couldn't be more different on the ends of the spectrum. Start with Robotics Notes. You know, if you give our crowd a little synopsis of what it's about.
Oh, sure. So for those who haven't seen it yet, shame on you. But Robotics Notes is simply about, you know, a guy and a girl in their high school. And essentially the girl is continuing the legacy of a past robotics club in which they're trying to build a giant robot. Yes, a giant robot. It's like Megas XLR or Megas XLRS. Yeah. And so essentially she's, you know, in order to actually continue the club and in order to get funding, what the show sets up is that she has to go out, recruit new members, and then eventually enter into a robotics tournament. And I'm assuming it's a fighting tournament as well, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, it's implied there's a lot of fighting. So you have her, and then you also have the very apathetic main or male character who doesn't really do anything but play video games, which I'm guessing is probably going to be the pilot. You know, I'm just going to guess.
Well, you already know that based on the first 30 seconds where they show him at some future date, and he's sitting in the pilot seat.
Well, spoilers, but yes.
That's not even a spoiler. That's the first 30 seconds of the show. Come on. I mean, you can't really call it a spoiler if they open with him piloting the thing. Literally, yes. Sitting in the seat. That's how the thing opens.
So, yeah. So, that's the very first thing you see. A giant robot. He's sitting inside of it. And I guess I'm assuming what the first core is going to be about is how they're going to get to that step. And, you know, essentially it's going to be, you know, him dealing with other people. They've already started highlighting a couple characters. Seems like there's a really angsty guy with glasses. Let's see where that happens. And I don't know. I'm very excited about this. How about you?
I'm thrilled. I like, I mean, this isn't the same line as Chaos Head, Steins Gate, things like that. While it's completely different than those, I'm hoping not to hold it to the same expectations as Steins Gate, but I think there's some potential there. I think you've got the same kind of character interaction that you bring from, like, Hyoka. Lazy character, character with too much energy. You know what I mean? That seemed to be a good dynamic in that show, so hopefully that dynamic maintains here. And, you know, I did write for a blog that was all about Mecha, so I can't say I'm not adverse to having another giant robot show in the universe. I think that's a lot of fun, and I will enjoy it. I thought the mix of technology was interesting. I love that smartphone where he has the app, you know, and he's pointing to different things and he's changing the environment. It's that VR type app. Thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's going to be good. And 22 episodes is definitely going to give it time where they don't have to rush through just to get to some sort of end. Hopefully they reach some sort of goal, you know, at that midpoint. So it's like, man, great, awesome, and then move forward from there.
Oh, definitely.
But definitely, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And for me, you know my thoughts on shows that are over-moified. This show has a nice balance between, as with that VR app, I won't ruin it for the crowd, but as that VR app showed, you know, cute things, does funny things from here to there, but the girl's not completely
stupid.
Stupid, yeah. That's not a better word. She's not completely stupid.
Well, so, I hope not. She's working on a robot, so.
Yeah, as one of our commenters here says, the main girl's energy is infectious. That's definitely true. I would say that as well. And I think she's going to be that leadership driving force that draws everything in. So that's going to be enjoyable.
Yeah. See, the thing I really like about the show is that it has a lot of energy to it. And that, like, I mean, sure, of course, you have the Genki girl who's just really overly excited. But it's just something about the art style and the way it's setting it up. You know it's going to be a very action-packed, very fun. And I'm hoping what they take this as, Production IG takes this as like one giant commercial to encourage kids going in the robotics industry. Because I feel like if they go with that kind of approach, then you know that like every single episode is going to be definitely exciting.
Well, just to kind of make a political note here, since it is a debate night, is that, you know, STEM jobs in the United States are rapidly dwindling. Nobody wants to do a job in science, technology, engineering, or math. So, you know, these kind of shows hopefully show, hey, there is, you know, I think there are cool things. Maybe not to that grand a scale. You're not going to drive a giant robot anytime soon. But, you know, STEM jobs are cool.
Definitely. And you know what? I would have no problem shipping jobs overseas to Japan if they're 14-year-old girls working on giant robots.
All right. And the second Noitamina show this season is Psycho Pass. So Psycho Pass is like a combination of Minority Report with a little bit of, my mind just went blank.
Cynicism?
Not cynicism. Show from the 80s with Harrison Ford.
Blade Runner.
You know, it's kind of got that mix where it's a very futuristic atmosphere. You've got a giant computer that's like a thought police. You've got cops going out to pursue criminals that have been identified based on their thoughts and emotions as being dangerous. And you're using criminals to catch criminals. So I think there's a lot of potential here for this high action police, futuristic police drama. My mind's in blank. I think the characters, at least in the first episode, I don't think they focus so much on the characters as the world, developing why the situation is what it is.
It's essentially like setting building. Like they're setting up like what this, like what kind of time frame we're looking at, what kind of city, like what kind of people we're dealing with.
Oh yeah, so you definitely got the opportunity to know what the world is because there's that thought police computer is definitely going to be obviously the focal point of what happens. So I guess understanding that is definitely going to be key to how everything's going to play out. And of course you've got to put the fresh recruit in there who's got to mix everything up. So it's definitely got the traditional police elements working for it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can we go on a let me go on a little side about that that character, our main character, the female.
Okay.
So she's a recruit. She's voiced by Hanakana, which you wouldn't really expect in this kind of dark, gritty sci-fi. And I know the one thing that everyone wants to talk about is her eyes. I have no problem with them. Do you?
I didn't notice. I thought all the, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying everyone's really squinty-eyed and serious-looking, and then you have those giant round things that you call eyes.
She's the wide-eyed recruit, you know? I guess it's literal as much as figurative, you know what I mean? She's wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to tackle, and on her first day, she gets a psychopath that, you know, ravages a girl, and they end up having to blow him up, you know?
I don't know. I'm actually a bit more skeptical about this show compared to Robotics Notes, because it seems like, you know, Robotics Notes, there's a very straightforward premise, and with this one, I'm not really sure. Like, I have an idea of where they're gonna go, but it seems like it's gonna be much harder to tell a complete story without leaving that many plot holes or just, you know, leaving me unsatisfied. Don't get me wrong. I admire the potential, and I really encourage everyone to check this out just because there's so much that can happen. But at the same time, it's just like, it's one of those, is the project too big for one, essentially for Gen to handle? That's only my only kind of complaint about the show.
Like I said, though, you've got the 22 episodes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got a chance to do something.
Yeah, I mean, he can do something.
The scope of Steins Gate was pretty big, too, and they managed to bring it all together.
Okay.
You're talking about timelines and don't get me started on alternate timelines and crap like that, but I mean, that's a lot to handle. They managed to do a pretty good job of it. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you've got Production IG, which makes beautiful anime. Hopefully, they do a good job on the plot, you know, kind of recovery from Guilty Crown, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Butch Gann writing it. Like, he's the director, and I'm pretty sure he's the writer as well. So, yeah. Like, you know, people like Madoka, people like Fate Zero, so there is, you know, it could work.
And I didn't think it was very dialogue heavy like Fate Zero was.
I think that's just the Naruto-verse. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to deal with anything Fate, you have to have like ridiculous amount of
true. That's Type Moon more than anything. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. So moving on, we've got another set of shows that I will admit I am enjoying watching. You've got Girls und Panzer and Chutu. I always say this wrong.
Chudakoi.
Chudakoi or Chuni. Yeah. Chudakoi. Yeah, whatever the full name is, I'm going to butcher it regardless. But I will be the first to admit, as one who is not, what's the right way to put this?
A sucker?
I'm not a sucker for girl shows or moe shows or harem shows, etc., right? So, at least with Girls und Panzer, there's a little bit of realism there. I mean, we're talking like 1% here. At least the tanks are mechanically accurate.
Well, okay, yes. So, like, I've checked out the manga a little bit, and Girls und Panzer, it's like a military otaku who's trying to pander to the anime otaku, where he says, like, oh yeah, I have all these tanks, and I really want to talk about these tanks, but how do I make it sell? I'm going to throw in a little bit of, you know, big-eyed chicks in high school. And
generic, yeah. Face, yeah, generic face. Yep.
I mean, that's a different story. But the point is that, like, it's a show that's clearly going to have tanks as a focal point. They're not in the background. Like, even in the second episode, which came out today, so I'm not sure if you checked it out.
I did watch it. I had to make sure before I stepped into this show that I was not going to embarrass myself by saying the first episode was decent and the second episode was complete trash, and I don't know why I'm even talking about it. But I will say the second episode was normal. I wouldn't put it like the top of my APR ballot, per se. But it was, at least they get in the tanks and they talk a little bit about driving them and
I mean, there's tank dialogue. Like, there's actual, like, military dialogue being thrown around.
Yes. Things I recognize. They're talking about different battles where these tanks were fought. And I'm like, hey, I know about that. I'm a history buff. I know what you're talking about.
Like, they mentioned Rommel, so obviously they have some idea of what they're talking about.
And like you said, if it really was written by a tank otaku, so to speak,
yeah,
then you'd hope you hope he's accurate on his history portion. So I will continue to watch this. I will give it the 3-episode test and go from there. Because usually if I'm 3 episodes in and I haven't dropped it, I'm going to finish it out. There's very little reason not to at that point.
You know, I'm still kind of surprised you haven't finished Ipote. or you that you dropped a pote in the first place.
Oh.
It's the same thing. There's a guy who loves guns, and he's going to use girls to talk about the guns.
No, no, no. When they started talking about thongs and boots, it just went
teabags? You're gonna complain about the teabags?
Not teabags. No, not even.
Facts. Like, B-A-C-K. Teabag.
Oh, I thought you said teabags. Like, what the
this
heck?
Isn't Halo.
So this isn't Halo, yeah. We're not teabagging the opponent here. But it was just bad, though. The humor was terrible. The only thing about that show was the guns, and any sort of enjoyment you got from learning from talking about the guns was completely ruined by everything else.
Okay, fine. You should check out the manga at least.
And so at least here the girls aren't tanks themselves. Where in Apote, every girl represented a different gun.
That should have made it better. That's like two birds with one stone.
It was terrible.
Oh my god.
Absolutely terrible.
Anyways.
I'm not even going there.
So explain to me why do you like Chudikoi then? Because like that one has no tanks whatsoever.
It has no tanks, but there's just something about a character that's completely lost in their imagination, and somebody who's trying to escape that. You know, minus the slapstick humor from time to time, it's just kind of funny. You know, we haven't even gotten to the other two girls. We haven't gotten to the girl with the long hair who does whatever she does, and we still don't know how the
class rep.
The class rep slash love interest, what her quirk is. Because you know it's coming.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's coming up. I mean, what the OP kind of hints at it, I think?
Yes.
Like some cheerleader. I don't know. I thought it was okay. Like, this show was okay. It is okay. I want to see where I can go with it. But at this point, like, it's funny because you complained about the slapstick. That's the only thing that's kind of keeping me interested.
Not so much slapstick. Well, like, every time she does something stupid, he hits her on the head. Like, after a while, it's like, yes, we get the idea. You're trying to shut her up.
Yeah, it's that stupid thing, though. That's the whole point. That's, like...
I know.
That's the reason why I'm watching it, is because she does something ridiculous.
You gotta admit
that. But, like, I mean, it's like, I don't... There's not really enough for me to cling to it. Here's the thing. Like, a lot of people on Twitter or whatever... They're talking about, oh, yeah, it's very nostalgic of, like, you know, back when I was, like, in eighth grade or whatever, and I don't remember doing stuff like this. Like, I've done stupid shit, don't get me wrong. I still do stupid shit today. But I don't know. I'm not getting that nostalgia feeling from it. I don't get that magical feeling that people keep talking about. And so the only thing I see is, you know, slapstick and great animation. And to be honest, yes, given my taste, that can only go so far.
Yeah, like I said, this one, I guess the third episode will be more key than anything. It's like I said, it's average, it's okay. I've enjoyed it. I haven't like, wow, I have to download this the moment it comes out, enjoyed it. But yeah, I'll give it the 3 and then I'll give it the yes or no on the cut. Because I think genuinely speaking, the 3-episode test is a good way to filter through what you're watching.
I usually go with, I keep going till I'm bored. So I've dropped shows at like the second to last episode just because I got bored. So
I figured, I mean, at that point, I might as well finish and mark it watched. Take the credit.
Nope. It's not even worth my time.
20 more minutes, man.
Yeah, I got precious 20 minutes. I can watch other things like Oni-Ai. But, So if you're talking about surprisingly fun moe shows, how is Hitamari Sketch not here?
I haven't seen the second episode yet. I only saw the first one, and I thought it was just okay.
Ah, but you didn't hate it, though.
I was forced to sit in front of the computer and push the play button.
You weren't forced to do anything. I'm pretty sure your 5-year-old daughter doesn't have any say on what she watches.
True, but I did show her Aikatsu, and now I'm stuck watching that.
Oh, that's your fault. I warned you.
I know, but it's a cute girls who are idols at an idol high school. It's just like a Barbie movie she has.
Hey, if you watched Idolmaster, you would have got something deeper.
Deeper.
Again, don't knock it until you try it. You keep saying this. You keep saying this shit, and you're so wrong. I don't understand.
We're not going there.
Oh, fun fact. while I was watching Chudikoi, first thing that came in my mind in the second episode, I'm like, that's Yukio's voice. That's so Yukio. Anywho, let's move on. You wouldn't understand because you don't understand Idolmaster.
That's true. But yeah, so Hitamari Sketch, I still owe it a second episode. I will probably watch that through with my daughter. Those will probably, so to make a side note on the MOE shows I'll watch with my daughter this season, it'll probably be Aikatsu and Hidemari Sketch.
Why don't you just drop Aikatsu now and just stick with Hidemari Sketch?
Because
it'll be better for your brain and for hers.
Because I can push the play button and walk away on Aikatsu. I can even put it on my tablet and let my daughter watch it.
Admit it, you actually do like Hidemari Sketch.
I don't even remember the first episode.
That's how most Hidemari Sketches are.
That's terrible.
That's not terrible.
There's nothing notable? I watched the entire first season of Hang On, and I can't remember
anything.
It's
literally documenting like what a group of girls do for 3 years. So, of course, there's going to be some kind of blend, you know?
But all I can say is, I mean, I watched the first season of K-On! I can't tell you a damn thing that happened in it.
In what?
In K-On! Like, I know that
because K-On! Doesn't matter. I don't like K-On!
I'm just saying, though, it's the same kind of thing as Hidemari Sketch. It's girls doing things with no real end goal. And, like, I remember they played instruments, and occasionally they produced a song here and there.
That's not singing. That's called yelling.
Whatever. Anyway. But, yeah, I can't tell you anything more than that. I know.
Anywho.
All right.
So what's our next topic?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So this is a manga that has been running for, what, 20 years?
Something, I have no idea, to be honest.
Something ridiculous like that.
I think it's older than me. That's all I know.
It could be. I'd have to go look up and check. But definitely, extremely long-running manga. It has had two OVA series before now. And now it is getting a true 24-episode run?
Yeah, I think so. I think
24-episode run, yeah, two core. Watch the first two episodes. Definitely, I think it's funny. I'm enjoying watching it. Now that the mystery of the mask has been revealed, I think only hilarity can ensue as you get these two opposite characters fighting each other underhandedly.
And so I don't know much, but all I've been told is that apparently there's much more that's going on. So I'm pretty excited. Like, this show is, I'm not going to lie, I wrote it off like a few weeks ago because I was thinking, JoJo, just look at this. Like, it just looks crap. Just looks like utter crap. But then I saw David Productions and I was like, you know, they gave me Bento and they gave me Level E. So, you know, I got to at least try it. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but this show is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Bento, if they apply the same kind of directing that Bento had, I think they could really do a lot with this show.
Oh, yeah.
I think the material is there to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a comment here that JoJo is the second longest running series currently out. Somebody thinks it's up to 25 years. I was close. I said 20 years. 25 years, which is huge.
Dang. Wow. Anywho. But how do you like that music? Because you have to admit, I know you're taking that ED.
Oh, yeah, the ending. Okay, that's going for ending of the year right there for me. And that, sadly, that's probably the one reason why nobody could get it streaming, like Crunchyroll or anybody's, because of that ending, which is terrible. You know, because the licensing costs alone to broadcast, stream that once a week, oh, my gosh. I'm sure it eats the budget alive. But, yeah, the ending was great. You got to love classic rock. Gotta love classic rock. Not since Black Heaven have we had a great rock opening or ending.
Detroit Metal City?
When was that?
I don't know.
Is that more recent?
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Black Heaven, though?
What's Black Heaven?
Oh, my gosh. You gotta start watching classic shows with us on the weekends. You're missing out on some great stuff.
I know, but I got Shipping Wars. That's enough.
Blip, what am I going to do with you?
You could start, you know, accepting who I am and start, you know, trying some of these things out.
I told you I'm watching things. I'm expanding my horizons.
Well, I'm just saying, let's not even go into Idol Master again. But yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, so it's funny, I was talking to one of my friends in college, and it's really hard to convince him to watch anime. He knows what it is, but he needs something that's kind of ridiculous and over the top to convince him. And so the best way, I was actually able to convince him to watch this was just say it's, a mesh of Code Geass and Fist of the North Star. And if you've seen any of those, that's what I'm getting out of this. It's just that absurd, over the top, crazy. And it's just awesome. Like, all these face punches. Like, these dudes are so buff. Dogs getting burnt. Like, it's spoilers. It's like, there's just so much wacky things going on in the show. You just can't help but fall into its charm.
I will definitely agree. If you're not watching JoJo's, you're probably missing on the most eclectic show this season. Is that the right word for that?
Yeah, we can say it is. Yeah. Who's going to correct you?
Yeah. Well, I can't think of the right word, and that's the first one that popped into my head.
Oh, man.
So what do we got here? We've got our fun segment at the end here, Aeroblip. Three questions, two guys, 1 minute. Although our poor viewers here haven't submitted any more questions than what we've got, but we can run through. How about we take 20 seconds each to go over we'll take a minute here to go over what we think will rise, fail, and what will fade into the sunset later. So
rise, fail, and are each of those a question?
Rise, fail, fade away. How about that? Are things people will never remember for being bad or good?
Okay.
Sound good? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Go for it. Okay, shows you think will rise to the top this season?
Surprising show, Sakura-so no Kanojo Pet, something like that. People actually like that show. I like that show.
Despite its terrible premise.
Yeah, this is shush. Wait, do I still get the full minute for this?
No, not minute. We got 40 seconds left. Go.
Ah, damn it.
Okay. Shows that'll fail.
Shows that'll fail. Oni-i. It's really popular, yet I don't think it's really that funny. It's going to die. What else?
I think Chudokoi is going to fail in the end, even though it's starting out okay now.
Maybe.
All right. Shows that'll be ambivalent. Nobody will care in the end anyway. Nobody will remember.
Everything I watch.
You watch. I think Hitamari Sketch Season 3 or whatever it is.
No, Hitamari Sketch, it's not popular. It's popular, but there's not really much to talk about. So everyone's going to give it an 8 out of 10 because we all love it. And if you haven't seen it before, there's really nothing to convince you now.
Time is up.
Wow.
I know, that's quick, huh?
Well, no, because I'm watching the Ustream and I thought I had 5 seconds left.
That's fun. All right, guys.
Does really no one, anyone have any more questions? Really?
I know. Everybody's answering their own questions. We got people answering them for us in the stream. I mean, you can't compete with that.
Oh, man.
I know. It's killing me.
This is kind of depressing.
So what is streaming on? Just to kind of give a programming note for what's going on around the verse, what is streaming at Crunchyroll this season?
I don't use Crunchyroll.
I don't either. I'm terrible.
I don't know. We can go to the website and figure it out.
Yeah, I'll do that real quick.
Let's see. Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll picks up everything, which is really nice. I mean, they picked up Girls in Panzer.
Yeah,
so
definitely. We got that going for it.
I mean, I feel like it's getting to the point where, like, if the show can be easily translated, Crunchyroll is probably going to pick it up.
True.
So,
you know, we haven't talked. You know, I'm gonna correct myself from earlier. Blast of Tempest. Nobody will remember.
I don't think that's right. I honestly, well, here's the thing. It's gaining popularity.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to hold that way.
So I heard decent things about the source material. And not to mention the fact that, you know, it's, first of all, you have Miyuki Sawashiro, so, like, there right there is going to convince more people to watch. And then not to mention, like, it's a shonen action, and it's, who knows? Like, it seems like it's building up to be something more than the generic shonen action.
All right, we'll have to see.
Oh, wait, hold on, we got some questions.
Any opinions on stuff like K, Tempest, or Codebreaker? We just talked about Tempest.
Good show. I recommend it. Give it a try at least. I mean, if it cuts down on the angst later on, it would definitely be higher up on my list.
Yeah. It's just a lot. I think there's a little bit of world building there, a little bit of scenario building.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Codebreaker. Did you watch Codebreaker?
I did. I've read the manga. I think that's another one that's going to fade and nobody's going to care about.
As if people cared about it in the first place.
True. The manga isn't good to begin with.
Okay. Oh, K. How do we not talk about K?
Because it's one of those ones where I think it's missing one key element. You want to guess what that is?
Plot?
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's okay.
I think it has beautiful scenery. I think it has glorious music. I think the characters are drawn well. It's got fun action series. It uses the whole Tony Hawk skateboard scenes.
Once. Okay, it's got a lot of blue filter, but other than that, like it's a really great show. Like it's specifically there for eye candy. You got a bunch of action.
I was like, it has the potential to be this season's Guilty Crown.
Oh, this is what Guilty. I wouldn't call Guilty Crown eye candy though.
I thought it was well drawn.
I mean, well drawn, yes, but like this one is actually like visually like it's very stimulating. And I don't know how you want to take that, but like I mean, it just looks nice. Like it's got all that Sakuga. It's very bright, very colorful. It's got an unusual style to it, and like you just can't like that's more mesmerizing than actually like Hitamari sketch, to be honest. Like that itself, that's like a tour de force of visuals.
Yeah. You know what, one show we're never gonna talk about? Madoka Box.
Oh, Madoka Box. I never watched the original.
It's how many jiggles can you get in a 20-minute episode?
Oh. Isn't that the whole point of like isn't that the one with the Mary Sue, right? Everyone just like she just, you know, she was perfect, so there's really not really much on the show.
Yeah, it's just that show, they had to completely redo. Okay, so to go back to the source material, he had to completely redo what he was planning to do because it was tanking so bad in the Shonen Jump ratings to the point where they were going to cancel it if it didn't improve. And I don't know. So the part they're animating now is the part that Shonen Jump wanted to just disevolve and go move on with. They didn't want it. So whatever.
Okay.
Good luck to them. Oh, the other elephant in the room, Shin Sakai.
You sound like you don't like it.
I'm waiting to see what happens in episode 4 now. Because they've built the world up, and now we've reached that critical junction where everything's going to change for these kids, based on the synopsis, you know, that's been published.
Yeah.
Once they discover the truth, everything changes.
Oh, and we're going to get the truth. That's going to be awesome.
Yes. I mean, we've been getting tidbits of the history. So, you know, in the first episode, they show you the beginning of the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get that that bit where it seems like they went back to more of a traditional, like, medieval-style form of government and hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get somebody who's trying to assassinate the emperor and, destroy that hierarchy, and then we're in today. So...
Yeah.
I think once these kids learn the truth, I think that's going to be very interesting.
Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, it's everything is like firing on all cylinders with that show. Like, it's piqued my intrigue up to a point where, like, if I don't get answers, I start getting mad.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping we get answers. I mean, the fact that, like, that little glowing holographic multicolor looks like a thing that was like a fusion of a Pretty Pony or My Little Pony and like one of those prism things that reflect light. It's like one of those things. It's like it called itself a library. At that point, I got really excited.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Somebody made a comment that if every book it contained was 5 megabytes in size, that thing probably contains 190 billion books. I thought that was an interesting way to look at it.
How many porn magazines can you fit in there?
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. So, yeah, no one uses magazines anymore. Am I right?
No, the newspaper industry is dying. Move on, right?
Yeah.
Best shoujo this season.
Shoujo?
Yeah.
Ooh. So, Kamisama Kiss, that main cat dude was kind of a douche, so I kind of dropped that one. Let's see. Tsukite's going slow. I'm starting to get those Kimi ni Toreke vibes where it's just moving too slow, but I'm hoping something will happen. So I guess the winner would have to be Kabutsu-kun. What about you?
I think Tsukite will be the better of the bunch considering that Monster-kun got so much hate, and although there's a lot of fans for the Kamisama Kiss, so I think between Tsukite and Kamisama Kiss, those will get the most... I don't know.
Those Brain Space, like, I like the way they do their shows and the way Kabutsu-kun is going. It's just, there's a lot of comedy, there's shipping material, like, Yari with the main couple, and something else can happen as well. Hanakana's coming in later, there you go, Crazy Dave. So, like, It's, I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a lot more. I don't know the source material, but apparently you do for Sukite,
I
so you're gonna
sa
spoil it.
sadly speaking, I have kept up on the Scanlations. I have no idea why. I started reading it at one point, and it's one of those things that once you get invested in something, you just can't drop it, for me.
Yeah, I know that feel.
So I mean, it's the person who was scanlating it dropped it like for a year, so I quit paying attention, and somebody had to pick it up again. So I've managed to start back up reading it, and it's okay. It's gonna be slow. For those of you that are looking for something that's more fast-paced, you'll probably want to watch Monster Coon.
Yeah, that's what I'm predicting. 'Cause I don't know, like, don't get me wrong, I can go for cheesy romances. Like, whether it's shoujo or shonen, I can go for the cheesy romances, but like it's got to keep me invested. There's got to be something happening. Like Kari Kano, there was always something happening. This one I really hate for like I really would not be happy if like nothing happens. And I don't know, like Kabutsukun, like besides that one scene, like
It's one line, not even a whole
okay,
scene.
that one line, like nothing bad happens. Like I don't see any reason to protest. Unless you're gonna call PETA because they might be abusing the chicken,
Yeah,
but
I haven't been paying attention to the chicken. I kind of dropped the show because it just wasn't my thing. I thought the first episode was just, eh.
what? I don't know. I figured Kabutsukun would be more up your alley just because it's more of a comedy than a drama.
Yeah, but I guess I've had trouble with comedies. I never finished Level E, Arakawa Under the Bridge. I never finished.
Well, those are very like reference humor type shows.
True, Jashuraku didn't hit a note with me.
Well, that's all Japanese all the time.
I know, but I don't. I think I have a. I just don't understand the source for the humor. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know enough
For
cultural.
Kaibutsu-kun?
Well, Kaibutsu probably not, but just in general. So I don't usually gravitate towards comedy shows.
Well, try Bimbo Gamiga. Like that's like all slapstick.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to at some point.
I mean, and if there are references, most of them you'll probably get, because I'm pretty sure you know what Dragon Ball Z is, Fist of the North Star, etc.
Yeah. Oh, so one last thing. What about Ixion Saga? I think that is the great satire to Sword Art Online. I think it's the great opposite of it. And so I think in that aspect alone, I think it's going to be fun to watch. Because it kind of mocks the whole I've been dropped into a gosh, getting dropped into that virtual world, you know what I mean?
No, because I haven't seen the show.
Oh, you haven't. Okay, so same basic premise as SAO in that the character is inside of a game. But it's got some slapstick humor to it. For example, the main bad guy, right, raises his sword to do his power up. And so the guy who's been dropped from the game runs up and kicks him in the balls and stops his power up and then takes his sword and walks off. You know what I mean? It's a funny moment.
Okay. I mean, but I guess I could check it out.
I think you
Should I
should
check
watch
it
the
out?
first episode and see what you think.
Okay. How long is it supposed to be?
It's I believe one season.
Huh. Okay, yeah, I guess I can do that, Joe. I mean, it's not like I'm watching like what, 15 or 20 other shows this season.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, well that is about it, guys. I think we're done running through stuff tonight. Kind of the first episode, so we're making randomizing things up. But keep in mind, we'll keep doing the three questions, two guys, 1 minute segment at near the end of every show. So make sure you throw in questions, etc., and we'll run through them in that fast-paced Q&A time. But
Sweet.
it'll be fun, I think. As always, you can find this show later on in the week at animeaudiolog.wordpress.com, where we'll post links to the video. We'll also put you a place where you can download. And of course, you can find the podcast feed as well. The video version of this goes up on YouTube under my name. And if you're interested in being a special guest for a segment of the show where we bring somebody on sports radio style, bounce some things off of them, you can email me at joeanimated@gmail.com.
Okay.
Anything you want
Oh.
to throw in there, Mr. Blip?
Yeah, two things, and then we can close the show. One, we're starting to do audio reviews for the website. So actually, if you have something that you want us to review, let's say Idolmaster, so it forces Joe to watch it, you can just give a suggestion and leave it in the comment section on the website, And so what we're doing right now is trying to build up a database. So just give us some shows, and we'll see if we can fit into our schedule.
Definitely. So the first audio review post will come up later this week, and then we'll have a special page for it. You can comment there on reviews you'd like to see.
Yeah. And then second thing, Sakuroso. It's not getting enough attention.
What show are you talking about?
Sakuroso, no, Kanjo Pet something. And
My Sister Wants to Screw Me?
No, that's Oni-Ai.
Oh, that's, sorry.
That's different. That
oh,
OP,
the pet but... one where the girl is completely brainless and the guy has to lead her around.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm mixed on that, but I'm mixed on it, so I want you guys to watch it so I can talk to someone about this because I'm confused.
You heard it here. So if anybody wants to come on and do a segment with Blip talking about I'm too brainless to take care of myself.
Is that the right I'm confused.
He's confused.
Yes, I want to like this show, but it's rubbing me in wrong ways that I shouldn't be rubbed. Anywho.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Everybody have a good night, and we will see you all later.
Peace! Are we done?